The holidays are happening at Diamonds Direct. Still rushing to finish your holiday shopping? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Now through Sunday, it's our last chance sale with 20% off virtually everything. Earrings, bracelets, pendants, and more. Plus special financing options up to 5 years. But don't wait. This is your final opportunity to find the perfect gift at the best value before the holidays. Plus special designer appearances. Visit us during extended holiday hours or shop online and pick up in store. Our 20% off last chance sale ends Sunday. Learn more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
The Oddity News. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 22nd edition of the Oddity News on the Oddity Network, Chairshot Radio Network, also known as thechairshot.com. My name's Dave Wirtz. I am your host. And with me, as always, is my co-anchor, Geriatric, also known as PC Tunney. Tunney, how are you?
I was hoping to be Chapel Bill today.
Oh. Badoom. Sorry. You'll have to wait till next week.
Okay.
Hopefully. Well, maybe even 2025 at this point.
No, he signed.
Okay, good.
He did. I'm watching right now, 5-year deal.
Woo! you can have the hoodie.
There you go. I got the cutoff hoodie on right
not,
now.
I'm surprised you didn't bring this up because Tunney tells me his stories. I don't share mine because I just try to grab as many articles as I can. But Tunney, I'm surprised you didn't even mention the proposed anti-flag planting bill in your stories because like that's such an easy one for you. And I kind of thought like, oh, Tunney's got that covered.
I find it ridiculous and a waste of taxpayer money.
I mean, absolutely. And again, we weren't going to cover that, so we're not. If you'd like to read up on the anti-flag planting, look it up yourself. Otherwise, pay for a Patreon that doesn't exist. Because here on The Oddity, we like to cover the stories from the past week of the weird and wacky, and this week is no different. And we're going to start off from the Smithsonian Magazine. Researchers thought they have found Amelia Earhart's missing plane. That's right. Earlier this year, researchers announced that they had captured an intriguing sonar image, a grainy object shaped roughly like a plane resting 16,400 feet below the surface of the Pacific Ocean. The site was located about 100 miles from Howland Island, which was Amelia Earhart's intended destination when her plane vanished in the summer of 1937. Her disappearance was one of the most enduring mysteries in aviation history, and the researchers hoped they had solved it, but they knew they would need more information before drawing definitive conclusions. Well, on November 6th, the exploration company Deep Sea Vision announced in an Instagram post that it had news. The mysterious object thought to be Amelia Earhart's plane was actually just a rock formation that looked like a Lockheed 10E Electra aircraft. Talk about the cruelest formation ever created by nature. Deep Sea Vision CEO Tony Romeo, a former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer, told CNN's Taylor Nicchioli, "It's almost like somebody did set those rocks out in this nice little pattern of her plane, just to mess with somebody out there looking for her." Romeo and two of his brothers are also pilots, and they were hopeful about their chances, as he told the Wall Street Journal's Nidhi Subbaraman in January. After all, they had always suspected that the mystery would be solved by pilots rather than mariners. Several years later, Romeo sold his real estate interests to fund the $11 million search. Based on the facts of Earhart's final voyage, the company was searching in the right place as Dorothy Cochran, an aeronautics curator at Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum, told Smithsonian Magazine. Today, most experts think, though, that Earhart ran out of fuel near Howland Island. In conclusion, though, Elgin Long, an American aviator and researcher, and his wife, Marie, came to after decades of exhaustive research when they published in their 1999 book, Amelia Earhart, The Mystery Solved. In conclusion, though, yeah, it was a pile of rocks. And if you see the Instagram post, I understand it's an easy dupe. I mean, it could be way worse, but that's got to be the shittiest way to wrap up a date, right? Like, oh, look at this. Oh my God, we're going to find Amelia Earhart. Look at the sonar, man. It looks just like a plane. Like, not just any plane, but a Lockheed 10E Electra aircraft. What the fuck? It's just a pile of rocks.
Not good. A little bit of fool's gold there, hey?
Just a tad. Just a tad bit. Well, their expedition crashed and burned. What can we say?
Very true. There is a plethora of those crashing and burning in Mountain Home, Tennessee. This next story comes from the Shore News Network. Several senior officials at the Mountain Home VA Medical Center have resigned as a sweeping internal investigation and congressional probe into allegations of widespread sexual misconduct intensifies, according to multiple sources. A bargaining unit by a medical employee at the facility has been accused of engaging in sexual relationships with at least 32 female colleagues, congressional investigators told Breitbart News. The man, whose name has not been disclosed, and several of the women involved reportedly shared details of their encounters on an online forum within government communication portal meant for VA operations and healthcare discussions. Investigators also uncovered allegations of an orgy involving at least 12 VA employees, though it remains unclear whether the incident occurred on federal property or off-site. Additionally, two employees reportedly admitted to engaging in sexual activities on grounds of the medical center. The fact that culture would even allow this to happen in the first place is absolutely wild, and it all starts at the top, a senior congressional aide familiar with the investigation told Breitbart News. The resignations come as pressure mounts on the Department of Veterans Affairs to address the allegations and hold those involved accountable. The investigation remains ongoing, with federal officials declining to comment further on specific personal actions or the scope of the misconduct. Yeah, wow.
Look, man, I mean, don't ask, don't tell. And that goes throughout your entire terms of service with the military, including the VA, apparently.
These got to be some kinky motherfuckers, because you know where you work. Everybody talks to everybody, and it's like a fucking high school. And for this guy to fucking land 30.
Well, I work at an elementary school, so yes, I do know exactly what you're talking about.
But for this guy to land 32 chicks, I mean, come on now.
You know what? Good for him. Unfortunately, he's about to lose his VA benefits, I guess, or whatever. But you know, is he gonna squeal? Is he gonna tell about everyone, like who's been like doinking around? Especially, like I said, there was like an 11 person orgy.
12.
Who's the third? Oh, was it 12? I thought it was 11. Good. That means there wasn't a third wheel, or I guess in this case an 11th wheel.
Oh, there wasn't a third leg.
Yeah, well, there was plenty of legs, apparently. Well, I'll see your veterans and I'll raise you a deputy. As Colorado Deputy Shannon Laughlin's resignation over adult videos. This comes from showbized.com. In a surprising turn of events, Shannon Laughlin, a dedicated 21-year veteran of the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office, recently made headlines for her involvement in pornographic videos. Laughlin revealed to CBS News Colorado that financial struggles pushed her to seek an unconventional solution to her mounting bills, describing her situation as desperate and suffocating, Laughlin shared that she ventured into the adult entertainment industry to provide for her family. And despite her short stint of about a month in this secondary profession, the sheriff's office initiated an internal investigation upon discovering her off-duty activities. She acknowledged that her actions breached the internal regulations that mandate employees seek approval for additional employment. Could you imagine having that conversation with your boss? Admitted fault and then recognized that her choices could be perceived as leading a double life. She emphasized that in today's challenging economic climate, many individuals, including law enforcement officers, are exploring alternative income sources to make ends meet. 44-year-old who managed the department's driving academy attributed her decision to participate in adult films to a series of financial setbacks, including damages to her home during a storm, unmanageable interest rates that led to foreclosure, and escalating living expenses. Despite depleting her savings, borrowing from relatives, and cutting back on spending, Laughlin found herself trapped in a cycle of debt. And expressing for her remorse of her actions, she did clarify that her husband supported her unconventional choice, defended her decision, stating as well that this did allow her to pay for her car payments. Despite her resignation from the force, Laughlin expressed deep affection for her role for the law and law enforcement, highlighting her dedication and satisfaction in support in her community. Uncertain about her future path, Laughlin has not ruled out the possibility of continuing her involvement in adult films, as reported by CBS. And this incident is not the first of its kind in Arapahoe County, as the sheriff's office previously faced a similar scandal involving Lieutenant Melissa Williams, who departed from her position following the discovery of her private OnlyFans account. They kinky. They got handcuffs, and they know how to use them for fun and for work.
I'm going to stop myself right there. What? No, I don't want to get in trouble with anybody that I know. But yeah, wow, yep, sure, that would do it.
Yeah.
That would do it right there. Once the money starts rolling in.
It wasn't a naked photo, everyone. It wasn't a naked photo, I promise.
Once the money starts rolling in, I guess everything's just fine and dandy, hey?
Your eyes start rolling, am I right?
Well, my eyes are rolling because this next story comes from Consequence.
Well, hold on, Tunny. This is a great opportunity for you to take a commercial break.
No, I think I had the second story.
Oh, shit, you're right. Never mind.
Consequence.net. Hey, let me tell you, the author of this story's name, Scoop Harrison. Beautiful.
Good man.
Born to report the news. PETA to protest Nosferatu for promoting shameful stereotypes of rats. PETA plans to protest an upcoming screening of Robert Eggers' Nosferatu over the use of live rats in the film production, the suggestion that the rodents caused the bubonic plague. A human is no more likely to be harmed or killed by a rat in real life than by a vampire, and false portrayals of these animals as harbingers of death deny viewers the chance to see them as intelligent, social, and affectionate individuals they are, PETA said in a statement. The only pests moviegoers need to be concerned with are directors who subject animals to the chaos and confusion of film set, and PETA encourages everyone to see through these shameful stereotypes and give rats the respect they deserve. In its statement, PETA further stressed that rats form close bonds with their families and friends, enjoy playing and wrestling, and even giggle when tickled, and are less likely than dogs or cats to catch and transmit parasites and viruses. Eggers, who directed Nosferatu, previously revealed that 5,000 live rats were used in the production of the film. However, in an interview with Variety, production designer Craig Lathrop said that none of the rats were lost, explaining that we built these plexiglass barriers so that the live rats would be in controlled area. Nosferatu is reimagining of the 1922 silent German horror classic, which itself is based on Bram Stoker's Dracula, starring Bill Skarsgård, Nicholas Holt, Lily Rose Depp, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Emma Corrin, Ralph Ineson, Simon McBurney, and Willem Dafoe. The film is set to open wide on December 25th, 2024. I don't buy into rats getting a bad rap. if just stay away from me, I guess. So I have cats.
I have two cats.
No mice, no rats, less bugs. Period. End of story.
Fair enough. Look, I'm a big animal supporter. I do not kill any animals in my house. If I find a spider, I pick it up and I either let it outside if it's warm, or I throw it in the basement in the winter and I never have bugs. So it works out great. Like the spiders, they say to themselves and they eat everything. I try not to kill anything. I take great pride in that. At the same time,
but you
I'm
are
not
just,
going to protest.
You're just facilitating a killer. That's all.
I'm. It's the natural order at this point. There,
Dave,
Sonny.
Save spiders. Spider kills bugs. Dave kills nothing.
Yeah, I don't kill any of them. No, it's fine. I'm just an assistant. What's the charge? I can't remember. Holy hell! I'm drawing like an associate to death or whatever. To murder. Accomplice. Yeah, that's
Jeez
it.
Louise, man.
Hey, man, I've worked in an elementary school all day.
Listen,
what do you expect from me?
Here's what we're going to do. While Dave goes and grabs a shot of ginseng, I'm going to tell you about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check it. That works too. Check it out. Still plenty of time to pick up a t-shirt for yourself and a gift for someone else this holiday season. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. This is The Oddity on Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com. We shall return.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, The Oddity does continue with their antics. That gin hit a lot faster than I thought it would there, Tony. This comes from GBNews.com. As a bus driver was sacked after being caught singing and playing the piano in a wine bar while off sick from work. And there's a happy ending. Well, an Italian bus driver who was, an Italian bus driver who was sacked for performing in a wine bar whilst on sick leave for anxiety has won his job back after judges ruled his musical activities helped his recovery. The Rome-based driver, who remains unnamed, was dismissed in 2019 by regional bus company Cotral after being discovered singing and playing piano during time off work for panic attacks. Italy's Supreme Court has now backed a lower court's decision that performing music whilst signed off with stress was permissible as it could have aided the driver's recuperation. The company had grown suspicious of the driver's sick leave claim and deployed private detectives to monitor his activities. Rather than finding him resting at home, the investigators tracked him to a Rome wine bar. There they discovered him spending his evenings performing songs and playing the piano whilst officially signed off work. His contract with Cotral was then terminated. The driver subsequently challenged his dismissal through the courts, beginning a long legal battle that would eventually reach Italy's highest court. Yes, the Supreme Court upheld that performing in a wine bar whilst on sick leave was permissible as it occurred outside mandatory at-home hours for medical inspections. The judges said you cannot do something that will hinder your recovery while off sick, such as skiing while you have influenza, or playing sport with a broken leg. But performing in a wine bar while under stress is, however, different, explained Mara Parpaglioni, the driver's lawyer. This case has made front page news in Rome's second Messaggero newspaper, igniting ongoing debates about workplace absence in the Italian capital. Honestly, you want to know what's the biggest thing I took away from that, Tony? That this is the most important news story to be on the front page of all newspapers in Italy. Could you imagine that here?
It's a very European story. Once you said it was this guy in Rome, I'm like, yeah, this is very European.
Good God. But at the same point, he's not on the clock. He can do what he wants. And I think especially, I think in the overall landscape of things, if he's like off for panic attacks, it makes sense, right? You're decompressing.
Hey, he won the case, right?
What's your go-to piano bar song?
Piano bar?
Yeah.
Sing me a song, Mr. Piano Man.
Oh my God! It's just Piano Man. Sing me a song, Mr. Piano Man.
Isn't that the way this? Isn't that aren't those the lyrics?
No.
What's the lyrics?
Sing us the song of the piano man.
Sing us the song tonight.
We're all
in the mood for Tony, cause his lyrics are all right. La 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 la. No? Yeah, okay, there you go.
Sing us a song, Mr. Piano Man.
No.
You're definitely drunk at that point.
I got it. Sing us a song, Commissioner Man. Thechairshot.com it is. There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Listen, nice. It's no secret that I do like to sing, and if you want to hear me sing with Christopher Platt, just go back and listen to pretty much any Pot is War. We make a great singing duo.
Oh, yeah. Velvet Pipes, Chris Platt.
Yes, indeed. Well, I got a story for you. It comes from The Independent over in UK. And it's about, it's not necessarily the Wet Bandits, but I'll read on. A suspect embarked on Santa-like antics when he climbed inside a chimney and got stuck while trying to flee from police. The Nod to Father Christmas unfolded Tuesday night when officers tried to execute a search warrant at a property in Fall River, Massachusetts. Body cam footage shared by police captured the moment suspects Robert Langless, 33, and Tanisha Ibe, 32, tried to escape via the building's rooftop. "Hey, he's on the roof. Hey, get down here. Show your hands or I'm going to come up there and grab you," one officer is heard shouting. While Ibe leaped from the roof onto a car, Langless hunkered down inside a chimney, police said. His hiding place came to light when a passing dog walker told officers they heard someone screaming and spotted a man dive down the chimney. "He went down the chimney," they said. The officers clambered onto the roof and looked inside the chimney to find Langless stuck inside. "Are you stuck?" one of the officers is heard asking. The very officers of the suspect were trying to flee from then set about freeing Langless, dismantling the chimney brick by brick from inside the property. Langless was ultimately dislodged from the chimney, saying his leg hurt. Police described Langless' Santa-like antics as having invoked the essence of the season icon. Langless was taken to a local hospital as a precaution before he was arrested for possession of Class A and B drugs, as well as a slew of charges from outstanding warrants. Abe was also arrested for possession of Class A and B drugs. Ho, 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 'tis the holiday season.
Hey, you know what? That dude is a quitter. He should have followed through, shuck his way down, and, finished the job. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
He's a quitter.
Amen. He needs some more of the Santa's magic slimming that he has happening in and out of that chimney.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays are happening at Diamonds Direct. Still rushing to finish your holiday shopping? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Now through Sunday, it's our last chance sale with 20% off virtually everything. Earrings, bracelets, pendants, and more. Plus special financing options up to 5 years. But don't wait, this is your final opportunity to find the perfect gift at the best value before the holidays. Plus special designer appearances. Visit us during extended holiday hours or shop online and pick up in store. Our 20% off last chance sale ends Sunday. Learn more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Yeah, and you know what? I agree. He should be more like Santa. But not Bloomingdale's Santa, who is facing backlash. This comes from the independent.co.uk.
Are you going to tell me are you going to tell me people are green over this?
They're kind of grinchy about it. Bloomingdale's is facing backlash from guests for having Santa Claus wear green. The brand's flagship store, located on 59th Street in Manhattan, New York, is having a wicked-themed Christmas this year to celebrate the iconic pink and green colors in the recently released John M. Chu film. Bloomingdale's Santaland will be Oz theme, as noted by noted in a press release by the department store's owner, Macy's. When visiting the reimagined Santaland, which opened in the store on November 13th, children can meet Santa in an enchanted forest with pink and green fitted about with a yellow brick road. To fit the theme of the holidays at Bloomingdale's, Santa will not be wearing his usual white and red suit. Instead, he's dressed in a green and gold costume paired with a matching dark green hat. However, many parents and children were left disappointed by the decision to change Santa's iconic costumes, as there were many a person leaving some type of social media post. Here, let me read a couple. "We left a bit disappointed without a photo. I just wanted to share in case other people were thinking about taking their kids to see Santa and want a traditional photo." Another mother named Melanie added, "Leave Santa alone. Not everything needs to be changed or challenged. No reason to have a green Santa except to promote a movie in an already overly commercialized holiday. Green Santa is stupid. Hard pass." According to one of the workers at Santaland, who's dressed as an elf, one baby started crying when they saw Santa in Bloomingdale's last Saturday and said, quote, "I think it's because he's green," the worker told the Post. Parents explained that he prepared his children, their children for meeting Santa wearing green instead of red, saying, "It can throw some kids off. We told them in advance." Santa Doug, who's been the in-house Santa for Bloomingdale's since 2019, said he was only made aware of this year's costume change last month. However, he said it hasn't been the children who are taking issue with his outfits. Quote, "It's mostly the adults," end quote. Representatives from Bloomingdale's told The Independent that the company itself has not received any negative feedback about Santa Land this year. Oh, Tony, is it really that big of a deal?
It's the parents making it a big deal, so therefore the kids make it a big deal, right? Like, the quote you had in there is some parents were warning their kids ahead of time. Like, then it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. They expect it, right?
But look, I don't have the full photo, but you can see him.
I mean, I've seen it.
He does look like Santa.
Right. So it's not a big deal. I mean, the fact that people are turning blue over Santa being green is rather ridiculous to me.
Oh my God, get over yourselves. Yeah, it's just absolutely the most ridiculous thing.
All right, I got one last story for us this week.
Good.
And it is a fun one. This was from MSN.com. The headline reads, "Lyft driver allegedly tried to scam woman after imaginary child peed on seat." I read further. We go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You might say Tammy Whitner was taken for a ride after the literal ride. Whitmer said her ride with a Lyft driver to Harrisburg International Airport began and even ended uneventfully, like any other Uber or Lyft ride she has taken. She boarded her short flight to Philadelphia, and that's where, waiting for her connecting flight, she realized something was wrong. A series of messages from Lyft saying her driver indicated cleaning is needed after her ride to the airport, and she would be charged $40. Whitmer's first thought, "My gosh, I walked through the grass. Was there something on my shoes?" she said. "So I look at the bottom of my shoes. Completely clean." Lyft followed up with photos, which Whitmer showed to ABC 27 News, of what she said appeared to be long dried stains on the car's rear seat. Another photo showed a sign hanging on the back of the front seat, which said she wasn't there during her ride. "So I don't know if this guy does this continuously and sends the same pictures in," Whitmer said. Whitmer said she shared the story on social media because a lot of my friends are also travel for work, so I wanted to make sure people knew about this. A friend actually commented on it and sent me a link, indicating apparently this is a popular scam that goes on. The story gave advice for fighting the fees, including asking for a copy of the driver's detailed report. What they told me was the driver started, that I had a child with me, and that child urinated on the seats. So apparently I have an imaginary child with me, Whitner said. So I immediately spawned and say, I was a single rider, there was nobody with me. They were like, well, the driver verified that you had, that you or had a child with you. The decision, a Lyft agent said in a text message, was final. We will be unable to make any further adjustments to this fee. Whitmer showed the message to ABC 27 News, which contacted Lyft. Whitmer said she heard again from Lyft that they had reviewed her case and were refunding her $40 cleaning fee as well as the regular ride of the cost. Good on you, Lyft, but you should have probably believed the customer and checked the driver's history, because I bet you it would have shown that the driver has been scamming people.
Yeah, I would venture to guess that is 100% true. I did like that story. I saw it, and I'm glad you were able to nab it, because what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Whole bunch of what the fucks today, but another great episode here on The Oddity, Dave.
Oh, you know it. You know it all too well. I'll just have to save this one. I'll save it for next week, Dunny, because trust me, it's a doozy. You've been listening to The Oddity News on the Oddity News Network, ChairShot Radio Network, also known as thechairshot.com. You like that? You like that, Greg? Yeah. Yeah. Take that, Greg. You don't get to yell at me in your head like you normally do. I got it right this time, and you got it right by listening to The Oddity News, hearing the most ridiculous and wild stories that PC Tunney and I could drum up over the course of the last week. If you've got stories for us, share them. Let us know everything that is happening in your five-block radius of your house and neighborhood, so that way we can comment on that. If you want to come on, we'll interview you. We'll talk to you about
I'll vet the people we interview first, but maybe you'll get one.
Where I'm in Cudahy, Tunney, there's plenty of drunk idiots around here. We could get plenty of stories of the ridiculous, or if not, they'll tell a story while pissing their pants, and that's pretty ridiculous right there. But you've been listening to The Oddity News. Please come on back next week. Enjoy edition 23. But this has been edition 22 for PC Tunney. I'm Dave Wirtz. This has been The Oddity News. And keep the news ridiculous.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
The holidays are happening at Diamonds Direct. Still rushing to finish your holiday shopping? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Now through Sunday, it's our last chance sale with 20% off virtually everything. Earrings, bracelets, pendants, and more. Plus special financing options up to 5 years. But don't wait. This is your final opportunity to find the perfect gift at the best value before the holidays. Plus special designer appearances. Visit us during extended holiday hours or shop online and pick up in store. Our 20% off last chance sale ends Sunday. Learn more at DiamondsDirect.com. The holidays are happening at Diamonds Direct. Still rushing to finish your holiday shopping? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Now through Sunday, it's our last chance sale with 20% off virtually everything. Earrings, bracelets, pendants, and more. Plus special financing options up to 5 years. But don't wait. This is your final opportunity to find the perfect gift at the best value before the holidays. Plus special designer appearances. Visit us during extended holiday hours or shop online and pick up in store. Our 20% off last chance sale ends Sunday. Learn more at DiamondsDirect.com.